To see, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and we're seeing that in the day and the hour that we live in, and that every imagination of thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That means it was not stopping. Man's heart has gotten to where they were just continually evil.
Yeah.
Man was not striving to serve God no more.
Come on,
somebody this morning, the devil might have convinced you that you are no good and you're not going to make it. But right here, he said these men, their hearts had they was continually evil.
Come on.
It was continuous. There was no church, there was no God in their life.
No.
They was continually being evil. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things and the fowls of the air. For it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation.
Yes.
And Noah walked with God.
That's right.
I want to read this last one real quick. These are the generations of Noah, and Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Let's all pray. The gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love you this morning and we thank you. Lord, I would ask, Lord, that you would help me to preach. Lord, I pray that you would direct my mouth, Lord, my heart. Lord, that you'd be in control of this vessel. Lord, I'm going to render it, Lord, and I'm going to give it to you at this moment, Lord. Lord, and I'm asking you, Lord, to use me, Lord, to speak to us this morning. Speak to me, Lord. Lord, speak to my heart and my life, Lord. Lord, convince me, Lord, that I have to serve you, Lord, continually, Lord, that I have to make you, Lord, and Savior, Lord, of my life. And Lord, that you will direct my path, Lord, because, Lord, you love me, Lord, because I love you. And Lord, I'm asking this morning, Lord, that you would use me, Lord, Lord, to help us, Lord, in Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. And the church will say amen.
Amen.
Right here in Noah's time was no different from the time that we live in right now.
Amen.
Things of the world has creeped into the church, has creeped into our Christian lives. And right here, and it talks about that, you know, the sons of man had mixed with the sons of God had mixed with the daughters of men.
Yeah.
And what there was is worldliness had slipped in. We're living in a world that you can't tell the church from the world. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
There has to be a distinction. Come on, I said there has to be a distinction.
Amen.
Come on, our men and women that are going to war, you know, they're about to fight with Korea, they're about to fight with ISIS, or regardless whoever they're going to fight with, there has to be a distinction in between all the enemy and the army.
Come on, the United States.
Oh, there has to be a distinctive. There has to be a distinctive in the look, on the way they walk, the way they talk, on the way they do things. There has to be a distinction.
Yes.
And right here, oh, the world had got corrupted. Oh, the world no longer thought that they needed to do the things the way God designed them to do.
Come on.
If you go on and you read behind me this morning, I'm not going to do your reading. I would allow you to do the reading behind me. If I could provoke you enough to get your scripture to read it, I will do that.
Yes.
If I could provoke you enough to convict you that you are going to die, my friend. And because you're going to die, you need to die right.
Yes.
You don't need to die doing things the way the world does it. Come on. Somebody say amen to me. You don't need to die like the heathen. You don't need to die like the adulterers. And you don't need to die like the one that perverts the word of God. But you need to die God's way.
Yeah.
Oh, can I tell you there's a great, there's a terrible day coming up on the earth. The Bible said that he will split the eastern skies, and them that are dead in Christ shall rise, and there will be a meeting in the air.
Yeah.
My friend, right then and there, you will give up the ghost.
Oh, but we're living in a generation that don't believe, and they don't think, and they try not to think about one day you're going to die, and you're going to spend an eternity somewhere.
Right. Yeah. Come on.
Jesus.
As much as I love you, Brother Steve.
Yes.
One day, you're going to die.
Yes.
One day, if the Lord tarries, I'm going to be at some of y'all's funerals and some of you will be at mine.
Yes. Go ahead.
You're going to die. Brother Clevo, if the Lord don't make it back before all some of us is going to die. Come on.
Lord.
I said you're going to die. Some of you are going to die before next year. So come on. Some of you ain't going to make it 10 years. Some of you ain't going to make it 15 years. Some of you ain't going to make it 20 years. Oh, but it's for no fact. Oh, that everybody that's born a woman. Oh, it's a few days of full of trouble.
Come on.
You will die. Oh, why is that? Because the Bible said you will die.
Come on.
Good.
We don't fear. We do things the way the world does.
Come on, preacher.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna slow down a minute, and then we're gonna preach a little while.
Yes.
According to James chapter 4, verses 4, it said a friend of the world is an enemy with God. Oh, somebody listen to me this morning. A friend of the world is an enemy with God.
Oh.
Well, the Bible said only the righteous shall see God. I gotta say I'm a happy father this morning. Some will probably say my boys was troublemakers for what they did yesterday. They was only doing what their daddy was doing. I was causing the enemy trouble.
Oh,
because one day I'm gonna die. Oh, but also the people that I've talked to, all the people that I'm a light to, they're gonna die one day and they're gonna face a judgment. Come on, and either they're gonna go to heaven, either they're gonna go to hell. Friends, we need to get it in our mind. You are going to die, and you are going to face God. And either you're going to make it to heaven, either you're going to make it to hell. Yesterday, I got a hold of your son.
Come on.
And I sent him a text message because you know how it is when they get out of church, they don't want to answer you.
Come on.
And I told him, I said, Justin, you're not only on your way to hell. But son, you're taking your wife to hell. You're sending your babies to hell. And it's time that you get things right. And get things up under the blood one more time. Preacher, why did you tell him that? Oh, because I love it. And I know that he's going to die one day. And he's going to meet an angel. Oh, my God.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
I told him, we're all going to die. If we really believe that this morning, we would warn people. We would tell people. We keep our mouth shut because we don't want people to say, look at them. They got an arrogant attitude. Religious. They done went overboard. But while we keep our mouth shut, there's a perversion going on out there. Amongst us. It ain't only the Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses. It's that bunch that tells you, you come and repeat something after me. And that's
all
you got to do. They're putting homosexuals in our pulpit.
Amen.
They're putting women in our pulpit.
Yeah.
And God's angry with them. Why is that?
They're
angry with the wicked every day.
Every day.
Hallelujah.
You're going to die.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother Josh, you're going to die. Somebody said that's a scare tactic. If it takes scaring him, beginning to tell
you're going to die. Because you want one day you're going to go to either heaven or you're either going to go to hell. What if my mom or my daddy or my child is already going up? What if you better not take no chances on what they did? You better get yourself right. Get it up under the blood of Jesus Christ and let everybody around you know I love Jesus. Because I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Yes.
I'm going to die.
Mom.
I had a homosexual this week say, well, death don't scare me no more. Come on, come on. No, he's hard.
Yeah.
He's hard.
Hello.
He's hard. We're living in a generation that they get out there and they get drunk, they get high, they live like the world, and they think that they're okay with God.
Amen.
Lord, come on.
You live like it. You dress like them. Ain't nothing to it. Ha, ha, ha. You come and get in the Bible with me.
Yes.
In front of everybody. Come on. Let's go. Let's go. Somebody knows their Bible. You know your Bible good enough. Come on. Let's go. I had some media the other day tell me. You know what he told me? He's probably watching. I hope so. He said he was the mayor of the King James. Well, you can be the mayor. I'm just a born again Christian that believes everything the Bible says. I don't need to interpret it. It needs to be obeyed.
Yeah.
Because one day I'm going to die. It won't matter if I'm the mayor. It won't matter if I'm the pastor. Oh, come on. All that's going to matter is my name's been written in the Lamb of God. And I've been walking with God.
Come on.
Amen. So right.
You want to join the army and do what you want to.
No.
No,
no, sir.
They'll kick you out.
Yep.
Right.
You go get you one of them little cheap jobs down there at Burger King or Taco Bell. Come on.
Come on.
And you'll do what they tell you to do, you won't have a job.
That's right.
Come on.
Amen.
But we take life.
Come on.
I can just do what I want to. God's okay with me. You be here Wednesday night, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to introduce God to everybody.
Come on.
Yeah.
Be here Wednesday. I ain't got the time this morning. We're just going to go ahead. We're going to read. And we're going to find out who God is.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you who God is. He's love. If you'll love Him.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. I said He's love unto the one that loves Him.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But to the one, all that don't love Him, oh, He's your enemy.
That's right.
Amen.
Come on.
Right.
See, we've preached the perverted gospel over the last few years. Oh, that God's okay with everybody. God's still okay with everybody. I read in the book of Acts, oh, where it said that Paul, the Apostle Paul, was the enemy of God.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on.
He was the enemy of righteousness.
That's right.
If you don't love God, you're His enemy.
That's right.
He said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?
That's right.
Since you tell you one day you're going to die. Come on.
Come on.
They might give her a big funeral, might give her a small funeral, but it's going to be okay either way you're going to go.
That's right.
What bothers me is, people, what? After they die in their misery, they want you to get up there. After they don't live like hell, and everybody knows. Come on, they've been nothing but a heathen. They expect somebody to get up there alive behind them.
Come on.
Right.
I've been after funeral up here, and they sit up there and they lie, and they put them in the hell. Put them in the heaven. Oh, baby, it's okay. The preacher's going to get it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Come on.
They called me up there, preached for a man I never met. Griffin, Georgia, about 5 years ago. Big old biker bar. There's 300 plus people in there.
I ain't never seen that like, brothers.
It was wild. I ain't never been in a bar where folks dressed such. It was just, they looked the part, they act the part, they dressed the part. But that was God. And they pile the beer in the casket with him.
He didn't die. It didn't matter what I preached over him or said about him.
It was already said. It was already done.
Come on.
When you draw your last breath, it don't matter who preaches or what they say about you, you're done. You're finished. You're either in heaven or you're either going to hell.
Come on.
You preach your own funeral.
Yeah.
So I get up there and they're just piling beer in there. I thought this other preacher said, man, he said, let me go first to break the ice up for you. He got up there and come back to me and said, good luck. It's a rough crowd to preach to. I said, it's a rough crowd to preach
yeah.
to.
Come on.
Everybody in there had denied him just the way their actions.
Yeah.
Your actions speak everything about you.
That's right.
Amen.
I said your actions speak everything about you.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes.
If I run around uptown flirting with all the ladies, y'all have not got to know nothing. You say Brother Chambers is a cheater.
That's right.
If I run around in muscle shirts and show my guns off.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
I say, yeah. Why is he doing that? I'll tell you what. I ain't doing it for Sister Chambers.
Yeah.
Well,
little old lady, she told one lady, she said, she's up there and had it hanging out in the back, had it hanging out in front. She said, why do you do that for? She said, I do that for my husband. She said, you lie.
Come on.
If you do that for your husband, you do it at home.
Right.
That's right.
You have to do it in front of everybody. Come on now.
Come on. Come on,
I said your actions speak of who you are.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on. Yeah. Well, they're not ashamed of who they are out there in the world, you know, but some reason we're ashamed to be a Christian.
Wow. Come on.
He said, if you're ashamed of me, I said, I'm going to be ashamed of you.
That's right.
Well, I thought I'd seen some idiot on the Facebook the other day. Man, he had these big old things stretched his earlobes out about this big. That's what he is. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Had big old holes in his nose. Big old holes in his nose. Then he had a big old pair of scissors shoved down through it.
Jesus.
He looked like a moron. Look like sliced cheese. We should hold your pastor. You shouldn't say things about this.
Come on.
You know what he's doing? You know what he's doing that for? Will somebody notice me?
Yeah.
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 Will somebody pay me enough attention? Does anybody care that I'm going to die and spend eternity somewhere one day?
Come on.
Amen.
Oh, but we love them. So we don't say nothing to them.
No, it's not love. Come on.
You're going to die. It don't matter if you walk in here and say, I disagree, that's okay. Officers, you're going to die with me.
Yeah.
Right. I thought this morning I ain't bought one of these long time. I used to buy them and cut them out. Cut everybody that come to church here. I cut them out, the pictures. Yeah, Vanessa, I'll get your picture from here.
Come on.
Got shoved away in my drawer at home. I can show it to you. Cut pictures out. Cut pictures out. And I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed.
Come on.
I prayed and prayed and prayed. And I looked up there this morning and this young lady right here used to sit where Brother Clebo sits. This lady right here. This lady right here. She used to sit right here where Brother Clebo sits. Has a little girl. Now she's got a little baby. And she used to sit right here. I want you to look how beat up she is.
Yeah.
Somebody looks like he's drunk her down the road just beat the little tire out of her.
God.
And I seen this morning and I was ticking. And she might be watching this morning. I want her to know I love her. And you know what? Going to church don't do this to you.
No.
Come on.
There ain't nobody ever left this church with black eyes.
Come on.
And beat up face. Come on.
Come on.
You might have been told right. Oh, but we didn't drag you down the road and beat you up and send you to jail and take your babies from you.
Come on.
Come on.
What happened to her? She lost her babies. Somebody else got her babies this week. Somebody else got her babies this week.
Come on.
Come on.
You know why that is? Because sin took it from her.
That's right.
You know, walking with God don't do that to you.
No.
It's time that we stood up. Yeah, the Bible said that they won't hear you, but you want to. Oh, we're still going to come up because you're not a them. Oh, but that don't mean that we ain't going to cry out to tell
right.
people. You're going to die one day. And you don't have to die in sin. Well, but you can die walking with our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo! I'm proud to be a Christian.
Yeah.
Come on.
Man, they're Jehovah's Witnesses, boy. They're so studied up. They love and they believe. And they're all with the Lord.
Come on.
I walked up into the goat corral, man. I got to eat goat corral today. Ate a big old salad. So I thought I walked to the door. And I noticed Jehovah's Witnesses sitting over there. I noticed them. Because they got their look and they go with it.
Come on.
There's Jehovah's Witnesses. And they're not ashamed of being Jehovah's Witnesses.
No.
Come on.
The bride.
Come on.
The bride!
Yes, yes.
Oh, somebody give it up for Georgia. Did we not rock last night? Come on. Come on. We live in Georgia. Come on. Didn't get to have a Georgia box. Woo! I root for Georgia. I love Georgia. Georgia's my hometown. That's my team. I don't even watch football, but when they win, I'll win. I got their colors on my box, and it makes a lot of my friends upset because they don't like Georgia. They don't like Georgia, but Georgia, I believe, is going to go all the way this year. I'm praying they will, yeah. Yeah, they come right after Florida. See, he likes Florida. Come on. You get a real Georgia person, they're not ashamed of the colors.
No.
Come on.
No.
They're not ashamed of that big old G. They're not ashamed of that old dog.
Come on.
How old they think that box is painted up now? They ain't seen nothing. We just won, and I'm really going to rag them now. Come on, I think I'll ride around all next week with just my dog box in there. Not because I'm going hunting, because I'm to Port Georgia.
Amen.
Y'all see what I'm going on? I'm proud.
Yeah.
To live in Georgia.
Amen.
You know what? I was a Georgia fan when we lost last year. I was at Brother Lewis's and we got pounded. Damn it, Sister Miss. But I still wore my Georgia Bulldog shirt.
Come on.
And I believe that God has given us a better coach. Come on.
Come on.
And I know it upset a lot of people. Oh, but Georgia didn't care if they had to go get somebody off of another team. Oh, they was concerned here. Oh, as if we can win. Oh, this morning, if we were just get concerned. Oh, we don't care what people might think. We need to win because one day I'm going to die.
Come on.
Good.
Georgia says, you know what? Yeah, that used to win the Alabama coach. Win the Alabama coach. Oh, yeah. Somebody says, well, this guy right here used to be a drug addict.
Yeah.
This guy right here used to be a drug addict. This guy right here used to smuggle dope. I'm not joking. You know why he smuggled dope? His daddy smuggled dope.
Come on.
And then he smuggled dope.
Come on.
And them two went to prison together for smuggling dope.
Come on.
But it's a family thing. Daddy didn't. Daddy obviously wasn't ashamed of it. Son picked it up. Son did the same thing.
Come on.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
You folks are fishermen, and that boy of yours ain't going to have no choice. He's going to be a fisherman.
Yes, sir.
But I'm convinced this morning because I've decided I'm going to wear the Georgia colors. And if they win or lose, I'm going to be a proud Georgia man all the way through. I'm going to, I'm even going to try to find a way to get my dog a Georgia jersey. Oh, yeah. Because when hunting season comes in a little bit, she's not the best, but son, she's one of the best. But with the way they get to that tree, oh, and they're going to threat it. Oh, because little Ben's going to be standing on the side of that tree. Come on. She's going to be standing on the side of that tree. And she's going to be supporting the color. Oh, she's going to have the meat in the air. And can I tell you this morning, oh, it's time. Oh, that we stood up for Jesus.
Come on.
They'll call us troublemakers. They'll call us fanatics. Hope and all that matters is one day we're going to die. Or if we're going to die, I want to go to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody around me to go to heaven.
Amen.
We are in a war. We are in a war in our community. We're in a war came to them, we're going to die. Yeah.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. Oh, beauty of being a Christian.
He said, I'm going to take this thing out of death.
Right.
Yes.
Woo! I thought Brother Tommy Napier, some of y'all might remember him.
Yes.
I was thinking about him the other day. Tommy gave his heart to the Lord in his last years.
Yeah.
In his last years, he lost all of his friends, all his running buddies.
Yeah.
Because Tommy got to tell him, boys, we're going to die. He said, I've looked behind me.
Yeah.
I've looked in front of me. This is his words. And he said, preacher, I don't like how it looks.
Come on.
And there's got to be something better than this life. Yeah.
Come on.
And give it all to the Lord. Years prior to that, that man would curse me out. Use profanity to make anybody blush. He'd tell me that Bible ain't right. Oh, but that day that he gave his heart to the Lord. Come on.
Yes.
Did he perfect that day? No, but he started walking with the Lord. And things started. Come on, did he fight? He fought. Come on, I said he fought. Oh, but I remember the night he died, his wife called me. He said, Tommy's not doing good. Oh, would you come out here? And I thought I went out there and I grabbed him by the hand. And me and Brother Tommy, we sat there and we prayed. And he looked over to me and he said, son, I'm about to go. Come on, I said, he said, son, I'm about to go home. Oh, come on, it gives me hope.
Come on.
It gives me hope. Come on. I want somebody to see. Yes, we know that God will take this thing out of there.
Come on.
Come on.
He tells me bye.
Brother Tommy told me bye.
Love you, preacher. That's his last words to me. I love you, preacher. Tommy grabbed his wife by the hand. Told her he loved her.
Mom.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
When he says, I'll take this thing out of death, he'll take this thing out of death.
Take it out, yes, he will.
This morning, church. We've got nothing to lose because we're all going to die.
Boy.
We're not promised tomorrow. Come on. We might not see the coming of the Lord. We might be taken out of here before then. Oh, but can I tell you, you're going to die. I'm going to die. My wife's going to die. My grandbabies are going to die. Oh, we're all going to die. You might die on the way of the grave. Or you might die on the way of the catching up. Oh, but either way, you're going to die. Either way, you're going to spend an eternity somewhere. Oh, the Bible said to make your elections in college. Sure. Oh, can I tell you this morning? Oh, we're serving a God. Oh, that sin is all of a God, son. Oh, that whosoever, oh, that believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yeah. Right.
Now we come to the end. Brother Josh, this is the cool thing. This is the cool thing. And I'm so grateful that he come in and give his heart to God. This is the cool thing. Scott, stay with me just for a second. This is the good thing.
Is your flesh is going to die.
Yes.
But your soul is going to live for an eternity.
That's right.
And Bob, with God, he gives you life.
Yes, he does.
We're not even enjoying life yet.
Come on.
You wait till you don't have no sickness, you don't have no pains.
Jesus.
Just being on a race when I get to heaven.
Yes.
Why? Because I'm well, I just like to see if I can outrun her.
Probably could. I know I can't handle it. You say, well, the first thing I want to do, I don't know. I want to see my daddy. I miss my daddy. Woo! I don't talk about him like I'm going to miss him. And I got reasons to believe he made it. I ain't going to let the devil rob me of that.
Come on.
We can make it.
Right.
Yeah.
One day we're all going to go.
Don't we want to live in eternity of heaven? Around the throne of God, Jesus Christ, with the ones that went before us. I got news for you. Some of your ancestors that went before you probably had a lot better chance of going than what we got in this generation.
Amen.
This generation has gotten so corrupt, it's gotten worse and worse.
The Lord, preacher.
We're running out of time.
That's right.
Noah was living in a terrible generation, similar to the one we're living in.
And he said, no, I want you to build an ark. They're going to persecute you. Everybody ain't going to go along with it. If you're looking for everybody to just slam on board and say, come on, let's all do it together, it might not happen like that. The Bible said there'll be a few that be the fight.
Come on.
A few that be the fight. God gave him some odd directions on how many cubits. Do you realize that ark was 450 foot long at the shortest? 45 feet high, 75 feet wide. And one wind in it, 18 inches by 18 inches.
Could you imagine all that filled up with critters? And one little 18 inch wind. 450 foot long, there's no way possible to even get enough oxygen through that window. God knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
450 foot, 75 feet wide, 45 feet tall, three stories.
Yeah.
And every beast that God ever designed, that he created, creeping, crawling, standing, was on there two by two, so unless it was clean to eat.
Yeah.
If they was clean to eat, he'd put them on there by sevens.
That's right.
This circle was loaded down with food. He told him to collect the food every day.
Yeah.
He got one little 18-inch window once God shuts the door. And they said, how will we survive? How will we survive?
Come on.
We're going to be shutting off the world. You're not here.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Glory.
How will we survive?
Yes.
We're going to have to trust God.
Right.
Which seems to be impossible. Trust God. Don't trust man. Don't trust man.
Come on.
Get in your Bible and see, Lord. Talk to me. Lead me. Guide me. Lord, I want to be a disciple. Lord, I want to be found walking with you.
Yes.
Lord, it don't matter what anybody thinks about me. Mom and Father, when you come back, I want you to know that I've walked with you. I've talked with you. I've relied on you. I believe you.
Come on.
Because reality is one day I'm going to die. My dad made it 67. My grandpa made it 33.
34.
My grandpa made it 34.
I can die for the end of the night.
Me and my age is having heart attacks left and right. I got a friend right now that's in the hospital. Him, man, preacher. His wife had to have a pacemaker put in last year. They're young. They're actually, she's younger than us. And then turn around, he's about to have to put a pacemaker in him, and he got a miracle, but they still don't know what exactly is going on with him. We don't know.
Come on.
We don't know, but we do know there's one thing for sure, you're going to die.
Right.
Yeah.
And when he says, make your callings and election sure. Well, I've got my mind made up now. I need to be reminded I am going to die. We need to be reminded of this. We don't like to talk about it, but we need to be reminded
on.
That one day we're going to die.
Yeah.
And then after that, the judgment.
That's right.
And we're going to either go to heaven or we're going to go to hell.
Come on.
I love everybody. If you would, stand with me.